Okay, we're back from recess. We had a question on the accounts payable. On that check that we held, are you happy with what they did?
I need you to release the check on the tax maintenance fund made out to Aldridge.
Are you happy with what they did?
I'm working with them still, and I will continue to work with them.
So they haven't finished what you wanted, but you still want them to go ahead and get paid?
The first payment.
Okay. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Monthly budget report.
This is a report that I send you guys monthly, and I think probably you look over that when they send it to. I hope you do anyway. Especially in the next 2 to 3 months, we're still in the process of learning this new reporting system, and we want you to check and make sure that you don't see something you think needs to be asked about or anything. But I did put a note with that. There are several departments that are going to be over the budget. The entire GCR budget will not be over. There's none of the budgets that will go over, but when we pay payroll, there will be several departments that will be over. Don't know that there's anything else that's a surprise at all. I don't think that was a surprise, but I think you need to be aware of it.
All right. Okay. Any questions, Dan?
There's several that will be over, but the GCR budget in as a whole won't be over. But the are those monies that are approved out of contingency funds, is that where you're going with what you stated? Because a little bit confusing to me what you said there.
Everything, Danny, that's gone through and been paid, you guys have approved. And I have said that there are funds there for each one of those, unencumbered funds. Since we have quite a bit of money that is budgeted in the contingency fund, those are not encumbered, and therefore, yes, I've approved them that way. They will actually be assigned to the different departments the way that we know what each department has spent. So you're going to see, for example, your Department 101 may end up showing that you spent more than what you were budgeted.
May or will?
It will.
Why?
Why? There's 18.5 spent out of professional services there. That's the first thing that came to my mind. I'm not sure what else. I send these out to every other department also, and most of those departments look at those. I usually have 4 to 5 people get back with me and say, hey, you know, what about this? And so I think they're looking and watching those too, which is a good thing. That's what we want.
Yeah, and I have no problem with that. What I'm saying is for this county commission, when we approve those things, Rick, we want to know if a department's going over the amount that's going over in the contingency fund to be approved out of the contingency fund.
Okay. Well,
if the monies are available, then we want it to be known to us that we approve it coming out of the contingency fund, right?
Danny, you should be approving anything that comes through. Now, when you say it comes out of the contingency fund, it's not coming out of the contingency fund.
Well, you just got through saying it was.
I just got through saying that that would be the reason that I could say that there were no unencumbered funds, or that there were not encumbered funds, is because we have it budgeted there. So I didn't say anything about that's where it's coming from. It's coming from general county revenue. That's the fund that holds it, okay? And the first place I notice, make notification, I assume that your purchasing department does some communication with you up there too. The first place you should notice that is if I see a purchase order come through that shows that that department's going to go over, I try to make note of that on there. You're well aware, I know, that we are over in the coroner's budget, and you know that's happened a long time ago. You were aware of that, should have been aware of that. We talked about it in here.
You brought that to our attention.
Yeah.
That's exactly where I'm going, and the others that
come forward.
So anytime it's mentioned that department's coming over, then I understand.
And that's what I'm trying to do now. There's going to be several that are going to be over when they pay their payroll. They're not over right now, but when payroll is paid, they will be over. Okay.
How many payrolls do we have left? One?
Brandon, I'd have to look. I think one comes out this year. One of them is the 31st. I don't know whether it comes out this year or next year. I think it's probably next year because we got 27 pay periods next year. So I think one.
Anything else? Thanks, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Court orders.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
The first one I'd like to bring up, bring to you, is the fourth year tax sales. These are properties that were sold over the counter by the collector. And there's a... It's actually a total of two properties, and it goes. And each property dates back from 2013 to 2009 for the abatement. They're a fourth-year tax sale. They've new owner has already taken ownership of the properties.
Is there already being charged taxes on the?
They will be charged taxes in 2014.
And that could be Exhibit A. Motion for approval of Exhibit A with today's date.
Exhibit A?
Yep.
Second, we have a motion and second to approve Exhibit A dated today's date. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next items I'd next one I'd like to bring up to is the personal property paid abatements. These are refunds. There was some improper tax code on them. People forgot to take off their vehicle that they had that they'd sold prior to the January 1. Deadline.
What does that mean?
Well, the refund did not depreciate, so it wasn't depreciated down to lower the value, is that what you're saying?
Correct. The system didn't depreciate it from 1 year to the next.
Okay. So the
we go back and look at the NADA values in that case, or a bill of sale, and then we'll put it at that amount.
All right.
Call this Exhibit B. Today's date.
Motion for approval of Exhibit B with today's date.
Second, we have a motion and a second to approve Exhibit B with today's date. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
The next one I'd like to bring before you is the real estate paid abatements. It is to the College of the Ozarks for a property that they was charged agricultural tax on. The property is owned by CFO, therefore it should have been exempted from county taxes.
Does it lay up on campus?
On the
property just bought off the old white place, stage shaped place.
It was an old farm place that ran out.
I know which one you're talking about. So, Exhibit C, is that what you're going to make that? With today's date? Motion for approval of Exhibit C with today's date.
Second, we have a motion and a second to approve Exhibit C with today's date. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Okay.
Next one I'd like to bring before you is on the agenda sheet. It's titled Clerical Error.
Condominium that there was a lawsuit a couple of years ago that prohibits if the parties were not involved in the lawsuit, they cannot rent their condos.
Can't be put nightly rental.
Cannot be nightly rental. We failed to get that taken off of the commercial. It needs to be residential instead of commercial. This is at Emerald Bay, and it's a bit of a mess because those that participated in the lawsuit still can rent theirs on a nightly basis, but if the property owners did not participate in the lawsuit, then they cannot. So it's a bit of a challenge, but anyway, it should be a residential instead of commercial, and it didn't get changed.
The ones that participated in the lawsuit were brought to a residential status. Is that what you're saying?
Vice versa.
The ones that participated in the lawsuit lost the lawsuit, so they stayed commercial.
They won the lawsuit.
Okay, they won the lawsuit, so they went from commercial to residential.
They stayed commercial.
They stayed with the ability to have nightly rental. When the project started, it was open for nightly rental. Well, the development, I guess, decided they didn't want nightly rental. I've got my story right. So there was a group of those owners that sued the development that they should have the right to rent, and they won that lawsuit. So they can still do nightly rental, so they're going to be assessed commercial.
Okay. And it's my fault because whenever you were talking about them suing, I thought you were talking about the State Tax Commission.
No.
All that stuff. Okay. Motion to approve Exhibit D with today's date.
Second. We have a motion and second to approve Exhibit D dated today's date. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
The next set is erroneous assessments. And a couple of them was held over from a previous meeting. And that would be the Branson Manor and the Jet Service. And Thompson, Eldon, and Detmeyer Mark was held over also.
Brandon Rock.
Well, we held it because it was the same piece of property, but yet it was given two different parcel numbers, and it's the same owner, though. It's not a new owner, it's just somebody leasing it, correct?
That's what we went through on the Branson Manor with the laundry.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Now, what did you guys call that?
It was a split, yes. And they got the numbers reversed.
Why would we split? I'm just asking. Two pieces. You had a piece of property with one owner. Hey, I'm going to lease out a part of my building, so I want another parcel number?
We do that for them.
And it's, I guess, the only thing that you could say is when the word courtesy is used is so that they won't be responsible for the taxes, or they can have somebody else place the tax statement upon them instead of them going to the people and collecting the taxes and then paying them, right? That's why you'd call it a courtesy split.
A courtesy split is, you got me on this one. I'm not sure when this happened. Was this actually a courtesy split, or did this happen on the book, didn't it?
This happened. This is an error correcting what happened on the split.
Okay. Well, it's an error correcting the values, because the values were switched.
The improvements were put on the wrong.
I'm questioning the ability to split it to begin with.
It goes into that. If you look at the end of the parcel number on Jets, it says L. It's because that's a leased parcel. So it has a special designation. And it's part of that leasehold interest issue that you get into.
And to your question, Danny, I don't know if this happened before the book closed or after the book. Because after the book, then we call it a courtesy split. If it's previous of the book, then it's a split. I mean, we're changing parcel.
Where's the L?
If you look at the Jet Service Company Incorporated, it's right at the end of the parcel number. It'll say .001L.
Yeah, we don't
That's
have
the Branson Manor.
That's Jet Service Company.
Yeah, we don't have
Branson
it on there.
.001. I'm just talking about your...
Yeah.
Well, those aren't...
But is this not the evidence that we're supposed to go off of?
Here it is, right here. Over here on this part of it. See that L?
Yeah.
But
I guess we're approving the exhibit, but we're not
the... Yeah, the Jet Service one should have an L on the end. It just didn't show up on that printout, but it's on their report.
So now we approve this, we're actually approving this,
yes.
Not the evidence that was presented to us.
Well, the evidence is your backup. It's
well,
always attached to it.
Is wrong, then.
We'll have to have the programmer change that so that the L will show up on that. Paperwork.
Brendan, if you would add the L to that proof, that would be great. I would do it for until we get the programmer to make those changes. They have been tweaking the system for us all along.
Gotcha. So it's not 001L?
L.
Is there a 1 there?
001L. And I just watched Wes do that, so when he did that, we
This is Exhibit E.
I still have a question on this. Okay. Let's see it here.
That was just on that one. Yeah, what else you got there?
Do you have any other questions on any of the rest of yours that you were giving us?
There was a Thompson Elden and Mark Detmer. That was a split that was held over also from the last meeting.
Okay.
Did we send out the increased notices? Is that why those were held?
Yep, there was a question over the increase. And Kenny confirmed to us that any time a split is performed and a new parcel is created, an increase notice is sent.
So we did send an increase notice out.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? All right, and then we had the Coy Scott issue. Mm-hmm. And Coy called me. I seen him at the
funeral
visitation. And he still hadn't got his taxes paid.
This hasn't been, you haven't approved it yet. Well, this approves, it's not corrected.
Okay. Here's was his complaint. He said that when he left this meeting the other day, that he assumed that he was going to follow Christie into their office and this would be corrected. And he said that it was a 25-mile trip for him to come over here, and that this was his fourth to come back and pay his taxes would be the fourth trip that he would have to make to from Ridgedale to Forsyth.
Danny, we would love it if the commission would give us authority.
I am trying to would you please listen to me, because we said right here, as this gentleman left this meeting, he thought that whenever he went in there that he was going to get this corrected and that he was going to be able to pay his taxes and avoid another trip over here. Don't blame this on the county commission, because it was said in the news media, in the paper, that this was the county commission's fault because they hadn't approved it. And so the county commission didn't have anything to approve. There's no paperwork before us to approve. We sit here on an issue that said, on the agenda, tax issues. And so I'm the one that takes the chewing for something that's not even my fault. So that's where I'm at with this issue. And for him to have to come 200 miles, if you total it up, to pay his taxes isn't right. And I just wanted to bring that to your attention. I see it's on here. We'll approve it today. He can come back and hopefully he can get his taxes paid. But that is exactly what happened. If you don't believe the words I'm saying, listen to the tape. And the tape says that if you'll follow me in here, we'll take care of this issue.
To take care of an issue when it comes to taxes, we can go and put it through the process and get it started, get it posted on the agenda, bring it before the commission to get it voted on, and then take action. But we can't take any action until the commission votes on it.
We're getting off subject. We just need to make sure we're doing what's best for the taxpayers.
We're trying.
And so it's on all of us. But we can't vote on something that's not put before us.
I agree.
So
it had been prepared, but as you know, whenever we send the agenda, it takes us a full week before we can get before the commission, because you need time to review the court orders, at least that's what we've been told repeatedly.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Hold it just a second. It does matter to me, Brandon. We had taxable issues on this agenda. We had two taxpayers here. It was on the agenda as taxable issues. We could have took, if that would have been in there and presented. It was presented to the commission at 1 o'clock that afternoon.
Okay.
Not that morning. Never had been presented. At 1 o'clock it was presented to the commission. If it had been brought back to this commission, we could have approve that, and Mr. Scott would not have had to come drive all the way back over here to pay his taxes, where he's going to have a 200-mile trip to get it done. I am trying to, when we say we work for Taney County, we work for the citizens of this county, and so I'm trying to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And if we have something scheduled and there is something to be taken care of and we have it agendized as a taxable issue, then I want to take care of it that day.
Well, then there's going to have to be a little bit more communication, because I was not invited to the meeting. I don't know whether the assessor's office was invited to the meeting. I wasn't made aware that we were involved in any kind of a tax issue. I had no idea, since I did not post the issue on the agenda. We didn't know anything about what was going on until the meeting occurred, and then as it occurred, I believe Christy came in, and then later Kenny came in and responded to their questions that the commission had and the taxpayers. Had we been notified in advance, we might have been better prepared, presented that court order at that time, which you could have voted on. But there was no advance notice to my office.
My only question is, why should a taxpayer have to make three trips over here and finally end up calling the county commissioner on that I'm not even in his district?
I can't talk to me as well.
And so that's what I'm not wanting to happen again, Donna. It's not the county commission's. And if you read the newspaper article that Jan put out, it was to be presented to the county commission for approval before it could be paid. Let it be presented, and we will approve it on these issues like this that need correction. We're ready. And if we have it agendized as a taxable issue, then I want it to be presented and let this man pay his taxes. If approval from this county commission is all it takes, let it be presented, because we had it on the agenda.
While we're on the issue, if I could, in visiting with Ulrich and process of changing programs, they have 20 or 21 other counties. In those 20 or 21 counties, this abatement process, when the assessor sends it to the clerk, the taxpayer is taken care of. They can pay their taxes right then, instead of waiting like we're doing currently for a week or two, whatever it takes to go through the process, get you all the information, and you all get it on your schedule. So let me finish if I could.
The reason is because it's our hind end that's on the line.
Let me finish and I'll...
And we've caught a lot of mistakes.
And you can, you still have the ability to correct, to get those mistakes. But that's whatever you want to do. But that would, there's 20 other counties that, that don't do it like we do. They let it go right on through. And the taxpayer would be able to do it the same day instead of going through a week or two process. Am I communicating correctly? Okay, thanks. Sometimes I get a little bump here and there.
But Chuck, you being a former commissioner, then you are to understand my feelings and the county commission's feelings.
Absolutely, I do.
When you got those same calls as a commissioner, and we have to make those approvals, and we have a taxpayer in the audience that's wanting to pay his taxes, and we have it agendized, and all we have to do is make the correction. And if you listen to the tape, it says, if you'll follow me over here, we'll get this straightened out. We could have at least, and no other, we could have held the meeting up or went on with other issues to let the taxpayer pay those taxes and not cost him. If I had to drive 200 miles, I would be in disgust, even if I wasn't mad about the taxes. You understand what I'm saying? It would be an issue that where I would be upset. So I just want to make sure that if this happens again, that we take care of it in a prompt manner that takes care of the citizen. That's what we're all here to work for, not make him drive back and forth and back and forth. Now, I could tell that Mr. Scott wasn't very happy with me because we had assumed that he was going to get his taxes paid. And so that's the reason that I bring it to your attention this morning whenever I'm running onto him on a, in a, another situation. So that's the reason that I make a motion to approve Exhibit E with today's date.
Second, we have a motion of second to approve Exhibit E, dated 12/8/14. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
If I could throw in one thing real quick. You were going a little different direction than I thought when you mentioned my old commissioner business. When I was sitting up there, I felt that responsibility, as I think you all do as well, to review those. But my challenge to you is maybe the commission needs to look at doing that differently. When I hear there's 20 or 21 other counties that are doing it.
I'm not concerned with 20 or 21 other counties. I'm concerned with all.
Okay. Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yeah, good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
You must do it.
My pen.
Do we have three?
University of Missouri Extension update?
Do we have the three?
Yeah, okay. Good morning.
Just a couple of things I wanted to bring to your attention. We are gearing up for VITA. I've said that a couple of times. We've held one volunteer training already, trying to get our volunteers going on our on an online system that they can continue to work on until we do start preparing taxes. And Nellie will be holding another VITA volunteer training on December 8th of this month for additional volunteers. There's some new things with the Affordable Care Act that we'll have to do as VITA volunteers, so just making sure that people are aware and able to do that well and explain it to our customers, our clients. So we continue to do the health insurance education on the Affordable Care Act for individuals and businesses. Nellie did two last month, and she's got another one coming up on December 10th here in Branson. And then we also have a child care class, mental health first aiders coming up for those people that are in the child care business and need to continue getting their continuing education credits. That's what those classes are designed for. Mental health first aiders is a newer curriculum that Extension is offering, helping people that work with children to recognize those that need assistance in the mental health area. So we'll continue to offer that type of education to people who work with children. And I think that's about it.
Have you had any new VITA volunteers? Are they a lot of the same ones from previous years, or a good combination of both?
It's a pretty good combination of both. We've been lucky to be able to retain most everybody, and I think she's gotten three or four new ones just here in Taney County as well. So Nellie's pretty happy with how the volunteers have come in this year. So we should have a good season, and she's taken the opportunity to do more training this year. Normally in the past we've only held the one training in January for everyone, and so this year she's decided to do two before the January training that will be mandatory for everyone, just trying to give everybody a little bit more exposure to the software and to the rules. There's an online system that the volunteers can use that'll take you through all of the tax rules, regulations, and the forms as well. And so just giving them a little bit more exposure is what she's tried to do this year, helping people feel a little bit more comfortable when you're volunteering to do taxes. You have someone in front of you, and you have to explain that to them. So just giving them the opportunity to feel more confident in that. So I think it's worked out well, and the volunteers, I think, will be better off that they've had exposure and a little bit more training. So.
Good. Mike, the VITA program is a program where they go and they do people's taxes for them based on, you can't make a certain amount of money.
Based on their income, their family income.
And I've been to the previous two end of the year
recognitions,
mm-hmm. and it's pretty neat, Mike. It really is. The other thing is, I can't remember the specific numbers, but how much money did they actually help, or how many different people did they actually?
We did about over 1,200 tax returns, yeah, both federal and state, for Taney and Stone County citizens, and it's over $1.5 million economic impact just in Taney County. So
it's a it's a volunteer basis, and so.
It's for low income.
Low income.
50,000 and down, I believe.
Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe 52.
52,000 and down.
And seniors.
Below that income threshold, we do their taxes for free, and we have three volunteer sites here in Taney County.
It's a pretty it's a good, like you said, it allows those taxes to get done to where they're bringing the economic impact back to the area. So.
And Nellie, I'll give this to you as well. I'm sorry.
Didn't have mine because I've got
you
one you gave me that meeting the other night. I would like to applaud Missouri Extension for, and Crystal, the entire board, for everything that they do throughout the community, as she brings a list of three sheets of programs that they're involved with. We have more or less been the beneficiary of the failure of other counties to sponsor, if we use the right terminology, or budget for Missouri Extension, which those specialists have now moved to Taney County, which provide these services. And we are extremely fortunate that we can provide those and have the VITA program, have the three different 4-H clubs that have formed here in the last, two or three years, many other things that our citizens benefit from. And Missouri Extension, if you are around that group of people that are working very, very hard in those areas to promote programs for the citizens of Taney County, and until I was part of it, involved in it, I had no idea that there was that much relationship with the general public and the benefit of Missouri Extension.
Thanks, Danny. Nellie's got it listed in there, Brandon, because you brought it up, so I want to make sure I pointed out that the participants save an average of $200 in tax preparation fees.
Okay.
So, and then we also do, of course, a little bit of education when we give them that tax return. We go over different things with them, different strategies as well, so trying to educate them to...
And this is a new deal with the, of course, with the Obamacare part of this. Brandon, it's another thing that comes into play that they're teaching classes on as far as the way to prepare the taxes, the benefits, and things that aren't so beneficial.
Yeah, we're kind of doing that threefold. So we're offering the public classes,
right,
that I've announced. We're training the volunteers as well, and then when we do the tax preparation, last year we provided education to the participants, and this year we'll do the same thing. So giving them information on the Affordable Care Act, what that means to them, the decisions that they can make based upon the new laws. So, yeah.
I like to give credit where credit is due. That's the reason I said Obamacare.
So thank you.
Thank you so much, Crystal.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next, we have daily staff review at 10 o'clock upstairs. It is open, but we will be moving upstairs and starting up there at 10 o'clock.